Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
It's one topic, but two pieces from Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter. Two beautiful pieces that he speaks about that I think are very wichtig. They're important always. Specifically now, a week, we were holding this precious month of Elul, where we're holding Be'ezer Hashem. A little more than a week, Maitzei Shabbos will start Slichus. Ashkenazim will begin our Slichus Maitzei Shabbos. So it's important else that. So I wanna share two pieces from Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter. He says that Ayoyim Koydin Bias HaMashiach. Today, before the arrival of Mashiach, there's a Yetzer Hara Gadol of the Hepech of Avas Yisroel. The Yetzirah is working overtime to remove us from Avas Yisroel. He says that the Yetzirah causes Chilukei Deis, and people, he says that people end up writing off other Yidden, other segments of Yiddishkeit, because their Shittas are different than us. He says like this, Yesh la Adam Ladas. I like this line he writes. Shall Yideshu mitnatek me'achav Yisraeli. By separating ourselves from another Yid, besides all this Surim Daraisa, Chasaloi b'shleimus atzmai. We're missing out a shleimus in ourselves. It's a pegam gadol b'nashay. We need every Yid. And when we cut off from a Yid, we're being menatik ourselves from a tremendous shleimus. And he speaks a person, he says, Al adam lizar b'yoyser b'davar zeh. He begs that a person should be very careful. And even im ein das chaver maskemes im daitai. Even if his friend is not maskim, tim ein ze saifayim, it's not the end of the world. So he sees things different. It's not matir esurim, ben adam chaveri. And yesh lav kol adam yisrael, no matter what shita, what type, or beprat, when he sees avoidus Hashem by his friend, when he sees his friend, he should have a tremendous simcha from the accomplishments of his friends. And the accomplishments of all Yidden, he should be besimcha. And this is one inyan I wanted to share. I want to share over a kutzker. I want to share a kutzker. My son shared with me an incredible kutzker. I'd like to share with the chevra what the kutzker says. I'm saying it the way I understand it, but the Kutzker said on the Mishnah in Avos, the Mishnah says, Shloish sheyashvu, three people sitting, ve'ein beineihem divrei Torah, and there's no divrei Torah between them, it's a maish of leitzim. It's a sitting of scoffers. So obviously I want to learn the Mishnah kipshutai. Three people should say over Torah, Torah v'ayayid, is always a Yid's looking, any conversation that's happening, what does the Torah say about this topic? My father, anything in the house that we speak about, he says, bring taraya. Prove it. You say something. You say a theory in psychology, bring taraya. If you say there's something called codependence, vushtein the Torah. If it's not there, it's not true. Everything gets the zachs in the Torah. So that's Pashtus of the Mishnah, Shloisha Sheyash, Ve'im Be'neim Divrei Torah, is a Maisha Leitzin. A Yid holds on to Torah. But, and the question is, what the Maisha Leitzin, what's the Leitzanus? Leitzanus typically is devaluing something precious. L'chayra al Pi Pshat, it's devaluing Torah. Yidin come from Torah. Yidden bring rayas from Torah. Yidden come from a Torah perspective. It's very, very important to look. What does the Torah say? Hafoichba, hafoichba dekulaba. So there's a leitzanus of Yidden are schmoozing about topics. Nobody has a raya from the Torah. Nobody asks. Nobody looks. Nobody wonders. Whatever topic you're talking about, what does the Torah say on this topic? If there's nobody saying, it's a leitzanus. It's a leitzanus, it's a devaluing of Torah. Three people are sitting there and they're not looking in Torah. That's a leitzanus, that's a devaluing of Torah. And that's the pshutai of this Mishnah. Comes the Kutzker, and he says a different pshat. Now, he puts the kama in different places. I'm not here defending or not. The Kutzke doesn't mean that my defense. I do want to say one thing. That knowing where the Kutzke Beis Medrash, Pshischa Rabbonim, he wasn't trying to be shticky. Now you'll see, he puts the kam in a different place and says a pshat, but I want to show from Reb Chaim Volozhin that even in Pasha Pshat, something like he's saying is the pshat. And that's typically the Rebbe's, even in a sharp way, they were meramis to something, I have found that typically they're trying to say pshat. Now I suspect what he was bothered by is the lashon ein beinayim divrei Torah. It's a weird lashon. Shleisha sheyashvu, what's ein beinayim divrei Torah? It's a very strange line. Reb Chaim Volozhin makes this diuk. What's ein beinayim divrei Torah? Shleisha yashvu ve'enam laimdim Torah ve'enam aimrim divrei Torah. What's this ein beinayim divrei Torah? So the Kotzker put the camera. He said three people sitting ve'ein beinayim, and there's no difference between them. Ayin beinayim. There's nothing. There's nothingness between them. They're all good to yidden. There's no fake. There's no I'm this type of yid. Divrei Torah. That's Divrei Torah. Yisrael v'ayreis echadu. Then Divrei Torah. That's how the Torah wants it. That's Divrei Torah. Harezeh, but if there's ego, Harezeh, this person, there's a zeh here, I'm this, he's that, Meishav Leitzim, it's scaffers. I want to tell you something, I want to share with my friend something very interesting. I often have a certain like discomfort in front of some big people. I look at discomfort. This summer I was with a tzaddik, big Talmud Chacham, and I felt remarkably comfortable. It was like, it was easy. I can mamish tell him jokes, do this. I was very open. We sat, one might say, Shabbos for hours, comfortable. And I was like wondering, what's the pshat? It was so easy, it was comfortable. There was a respect, the mayras, es Hashem lekecha tira, the rabbis to me the chum. I definitely had a reverence, but there was a certain comfortability. I was wondering, why was I so comfortable in front of a big person? And the Yid told me himself, and he was talking, he told me he was very, very close to Rebbe Yashiv. And he told me stories of how comfortable he was in front of Rebbe Yashiv. He said things to Rebbe Yashiv you wouldn't believe. And I asked him, how are you so comfortable? He said, you don't understand. He was so big, there was an emistic, he wasn't trying to force anything. Trying to be something, and for he was just like Davuk to Torah, to Hashem. So there was space for me. It was like easy to be comfortable. This tzaddik told me, a light went on, I'm like, oh my goodness. I ran home, I said to my wife, I just found out why it's so easy in front of this tzaddik. He's not, if somebody's doing something, and there's harezeh, then Meishav Leitzim, then there's Leitzanis, there's a divide in our people. Ayin Beinayim, then it's Divrei Torah. That's what the Kotzker says. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhin on Pshat Nat Mishnah says, Shloisha Sheyashu Vein Beinayim Divrei Torah. They're not learning from each other. They're not Nishtoimim. They're not amazed by each other. It's a Leitzanis. You're not valuing Gidden. There's what to learn. There's what to see. There's what to be impressed. It's interesting. Maybe when I started in yeshiva, I went like to try to share, to try to give maybe, to share some emunah. Today I try to like receive emunah. I find in the yid there's so much emunah. If you just listen, if you just hear, if you just talk, if you just observe, there's so much emunah in the yid. And there's so much richness to learn from every single yid. And both the Kotzker and Reb Chaim Volozhin, in their own ways, established in this Mishnah that it's saying three people sitting vein beinayim divrei Torah. Whether it's like Reb Chaim Volozhin that they're not sharing divrei Torah, they're not pulling out of each other divrei Torah, they're not learning from each other. So leitzanus. Whether it's the Kotzker who said ein beinayim, that is divrei Torah when there's nothing between them. So Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter really begs us to stop with divides, different types of Yidden, to really break those barriers of different types of Yidden. And to try, and he says this specifically, he says this a number of times here, that specifically Bizmanenu, there's a big Yetzirah on this. Probably because it's so important. And there's serious divide in our people, that's cool. When I say divide, that's cool, I mean serious different shittas. Like very stark. You can have a Satmar Chassid, a Turi character. I'm not talking about people, Mishugayim. I'm talking about a person who has Shetas, a Turi character, Tzadikim, the Tzadikim. And you can have a person who's fighting in the army, and you have a Yid living B'Estapkos and Me'e Sha'arim, and everything in between. Tzadikim, Neflam. And we could be Nishtaimim. We're big enough. We're big enough. Now we can have shittas and we could debate it, but a MS Vashalim Aheva, but that's in us. It's all us. It's all part. I can, you know, in yeshiva, if one guy has like a talent, the whole yeshiva feels a shtickle gaiva. Tzvi's muscles made me feel more proud. Tzvi's muscles, some guy who's like scrawny and doesn't lift it, Tzvi like lifts 800 pounds. That's how we're, why? Because we're part of the same chevra. We could have a gaiva, a good type of gaiva, from anything in Am Yisrael. I went, Ari was there, I heard when the first night, the Svardims, I think it was the first night starting Slichas. Was that night the first night? I was in the hallway, I had meetings, and I was listening to them say the Slichas. I had a pride. Us Svardim, it's us. I say it, I speak to the Svardim, I spoke us Svardim. And I say it, I'm not making a joke. I'll speak to Chassidim, say us Chassidim, us Misnagdim, us everything. It's just us, I don't know. Because we're Klal Yisrael, we're a lot of, I feel it's us. I don't know. Why would we say them? Why would we say it's Am Yisrael? It's us. Us, we have Svardim, us. We have Chassidim, us. I had a lot of pride there. Our slichas by the Svardim is niflum. They sing it with tunes, and then the amens back, and a lot of interaction, the chazan and the tzibur, very cool. I have to study what they were doing. A lot of, you've ever heard it, Rav Marcha? The Svardim says, very kedai, beautiful. A lot of singing, the chanting, like chanting and singing, and a lot of interactions where they're talking back, and you know like the Svardim by Kaddish? Where people like jump in, there were a lot of amens back. It's just beautiful, the interaction. Us Svardim have a beautiful, and it's all us. What goes on in our people. Some soldiers, Meiser Nefesh, I was playing for my family over the last many months. We feel tremendous pride, us. Some Me'e Sha'arim Yid writing Svarim, us. Am Yisrael, it's all us. We all have a pride and excitement. Go to on Chalamayit Sukkot. I love taking my family. I advise. Go to Simchas Beis HaShuev. Us Chassidim, Nifla. The Simcha, the unity. Nifla, beautiful. My son Hudi like lived. When Simchas Beis HaShuev, he mamish party, he liked it, camaraderie. He was dancing with old Chassidim for like 4 days straight. Beautiful, us. He was mamish one, us Chassidim, all different types. It's all us. Join our nation, feel part of our people, connect to our people, it's all us. So he begs this point. Now he goes on to a little bit of a different point that I want to speak out. He speaks about when a person's maver aleim is maver al midaisav, is meichel other people. He says, if a person's mevater l'reyeyu, if a person's meichel, somebody's even bad to him, is tough on him, is mean to him, v'oysa lo toiv, and he does him a favor, it's a tikkun atzum she'ein l'mal menu. There's no greater tikkun in the world. Ein l'mal menu. He brings the Zayir HaKadosh, a davar naira. He brings from the Zayir. This blew my mind, Eli. Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter brings from the Zayir. He says, Kasher Adam Zakuk Li Yeshua, Pearson's in a matzv and he needs a Yeshua. He says, difficult gzeir and he needs a Yeshua. Achen Hashem Yisbar Chafis L'Shloich Li Yeshua. And Hashem wants to send the person to salvation. Ach, for some reason, it's E'efshar Loi HaYeshua L'Loi Yisarusa D'Lasata. He needs, for some reason, I don't understand this, Hashem wants the Yid to be Goyrim the Yeshua. Has to come from us. Kach Gazur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem wants to send the Yeshua. And somehow, I don't know why, the Yeshua has to come from us. Says of Yaakov Meir Shechter, he brings a Zayar. Hashem will send the Yid an Ish Ani. He'll send somebody difficult, whatever is hard for this person. And when the person's merachim, Hashem will be merachim on the Adam. And Hashem will purposely send him. And the person will feel, says the Zohar, like he did a favor. He'll send an annoying roommate, an annoying a cousin who's difficult, an in-law who's difficult. And the person will feel he did good to the person. And it's mamtik the din, and it causes a zaycha Yeshua, a person zaycha to a tremendous Yeshua. He says, al derech zeh, brings him the svarim akdoshim. Hashem sends la adam, somebody will be machis him and be pegeya bay, and when the person saivel it, and he doesn't hate the person, and he dans the person lekavschos who's bad to him, who's not good to him, but he dans him lekavschos, he does good, and he's not over leisisnam leisikim, and he says everything comes from Hashem, and it's a kaparis avoinus, becomes hamtakas adin atzuma. A nifladik amtakas adin. I was talking to somebody about this chida. Years ago, I found the chida. I made a suda. When I found this chida, I made a fleishik suda, no guzma. In my house, I cooked. And I invited a group of friends over, and I made a suda to celebrate this chida. There's a yid who's a rav in LA today, a beautiful yid who helps many yid. He went wild from the chida. He ended up going at one point to the chida's kever, and they have his farm, and learned this piece by the chida's kever. The piece that it says, "Lematzasi leguf toiv elishtika," I never found something better for the body. Shimon b'nai said, "Kol yomai gudalti b'ne chachamim." My whole life I was megodol bein hachachamim. Lematzasi leguf toiv el hashtika. The best thing is shtika. The Bar Tanura says shtika min shayim cherpasim ve'enim meshivim. The Chida brings from the Mekubalim that he calls it, he says it's yoyser meimeya taniyos. Somebody would have many sigufim for his body to have kaparas avinus, but he says one time somebody insults us and we let it pass and we're meichel and we're mevater. So it's tremendous kaparas avinus. So he says, "Lematzasi leguf toiv." It's good for your body. It saves us from yisurim. Shteka shayim cherpasim mishim. Now I want to say that I'm not here. We're human beings. Somebody could say a seder and then they're really hurt. I feel the need to speak this out, that of course we're talking about processing it. We're talking about real people. It hurts. Somebody knocks us, we're human. But we actually could think about it, and we could work. He's having a tough day, and I work. I'm talking about bemis, where you can get, not talking about inside, we're burning up, and then we're all, I'm talking about that we can come to a place that even though it's hard, we can still respect somebody. Somebody told me when they saw this chida, they were like wondering that you have such a revach, but it's not even so hard. Does it still have the same schar? Like it's not so hard to do it. It's plenty hard to do when people are saying something. But if we could dig deep, and sometimes it's even easier. Sometimes it's funny. There are times if somebody attacks us and it's like nothing. It's like almost silly, it's frivolous. So as you look at it, and then you go to the person, and you mishalim toiv, you look at it, Hashem's being mezake, we all need rachmei shemaim. And Hashem's giving us a chance to see good in the yid, and we're bringing to the world, it's not some magical, there's a pshat. There's a light we're bringing to the world, that even somebody's pagea, they're good. And we're bringing that metzias in the world, even a yid makes a mistake. Whoever's maverim midaysa in shamayim, they're meichel alam v'naysa, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Somebody's meichel others, they're meichel others. We're bringing a light to the world. They said something bad, they're still a gute mensch. They made a mistake, they're having a bad day, a bad month, a bad year. They're still a gute mensch. And if we can mamish sigur, we could daven for such a yid. A yid knocks us and we can pray for him and pray for his atzlach in parnasa, in shalom bayis, in mental health. We could say, Hashem, take care of such a yid. It's a nifla dikazchus. He calls it, he says he knows nothing. He says, tikun atzum she'en l'mal mimenu. He says, there is no better tikun in amtakas adin. In the sugya of sweetening the din and taking away xeris, he calls this that there's nothing better. He brings Ramesha Cordova, this is like extreme. He says a person should be mispalo that they should be yifku bayi. That's like, I don't know. That's madregas. To be mispalo for such a zach is madregas. But to still be'etzem, to hold of people, and but again, working through our own sugya, not ignoring a sugya, but be'emes, from a deep place to still care good about somebody is a tremendous, tremendous hamtakas adin if somebody does that. He goes on a long time about this midah. He says that the gula asida is loy tetachin, is impossible unless we're misachid b'nei Yisrael. He says the ikar avayda is to bring that we should be shalim b'avas Yisrael. And he says, certainly we should be Zohir, not to be Yekashel Behepach Tavis Yisrael. I wanted specifically, we're in a matzah with Tzvi ben Leah Miriam. One of the things I'm thinking about this is even somebody who's different than us, segments of Klal Yisrael, to stop. I've gone around, I'm going places amongst Yidden that before Simchas Torah, I would say to myself, I don't know, is that my type? I'm finding our people is my type. I haven't, like, I discovered, I'm a little upset at myself. I'll be honest. I'll say that for years, I did it with Chassidus Torah. I'm saying emes. For years when I was younger, I like didn't, that was a Chassidus Torah. When I make up the word Chassidus, I didn't even know what it was. That's not for me. Today, I learned the Torah of Tzaddikim. I don't know. I stopped with all the labels. I could tell you I'm going around to Yidden places before. That not my type. I don't know what I was talking about. I find Am Yisrael to be my type. I don't know. I'm not maskim. And for no reason, I cut myself off from big people, different types of Yidden. What? Meshuggah. No, there's no reason for that. And it's pashut that this one nekuda to see good in Yidden, to connect to Yidden, to feel united with Yidden. I'm not like pushing anything. I'll tell you, we're coming to Sukkot is coming. Especially this year, we're all thinking Simchas Torah, the whole Sukkot is. So I would recommend go to Chassidim, bring your family, bring your kids, but make it geshmak, dance, jump, let them feel we're all one Yidden. I don't know, it's Simchas Beis Hashoev, it brings, there's a unity there. All types of Yidden come, all types of Yidden are welcome, and people dance, Sazam, and everybody's jumping around. Me and Hudi, I watched him, he was there. Pasha wanted to see my son. I went there and I wanted to see Hudi. He was dancing with old Chassidim, they were mamish, just they were became best friends, Tans and Sazam. So that's one nekud, really, to see good in Yidden, all Yidden. There's only us. If somebody is bad to us and difficult for us, I ask that we can find a way, but really work through it. And again, not to allow, I'm not talking about allowing somebody to hurt us, but also to see Taiv in the person. He calls it that there's no greater Amtakas Adin. If we could see good in another Yid, even a Yid who could have done bad to us, and been difficult, but we find it to be Meichel, but be'emes, to find a space, say, I'm Meichel this year, it's not easy, if we could find, I'm saying the words, that's not easy at all. It's an avoid the kasha, I'm talking to me, all of us have that in our lives, in one way or another. It's not an easy avoid, but who's looking for easy? But if Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter says that there's no greater thing that changes the din, and exera than this, so we're in a matzav. We need refuahs for Tzvi ben Leah Miriam, amongst all the chayim of Klal Yisrael, for soldiers, for the shvuyim. We need yeshuas, and he says this is mamtik the din. So let's be mechasik. Let's really try to do it. Let's see if we could dig deep. It's interesting in camp. In camp, Lipa Schmelzer came to camp a few years ago, and they asked him, "You sing beautifully, speak to the chevra." And he spoke to us about somebody who caused him a lot of pain, and he went to the Yid's kever, and he told the Yid, "I'm like Meichel, you believe Shalom." He at a kever, he went there, and he was mad, but he was very sincere, and he was Meichel the Yid, and he asked the Yid, "Could you be a Melitz in Shemayim? That sometimes I get triggers and I get upset again. I want help to be Meichel Belev Shalom." He asked this Yid who heard him. He said, "I'm Meichel. If I could ask you to be Melitz, if you could talk to Hashem, to help give me the kayach, to have no, to mamish hold the mechila, to be belev shalem in it, that it should be mamish. If you can go, please, I beg you to ask. And it was very inspiring. He described being meichel people who hurt him very deeply. It was very, very inspiring. There was a tzaddik there in the crowd who heard it and called up somebody who had big tainas on for a long time and was meichel, belev shalom. It was an impact on us all. It's a big zach. So I'm talking, I'm not, it's not a shallow thing, but I think we're in a matziv that calls for big zach. And we need yeshuas. We need refuas, we need yeshuas. All of us, if we can dig, work this avaida, there's so much bigness. I want to say the deepest thing we could get is for ourselves. It's not, there's something deeper here. You know what we could acquire? The deepest part of tshuva for ourselves is recognizing that with all our shortcomings, we're wonderful. We have a neshama. If we could do that deeper to somebody else, he's shvach, he's shver, he's this, he's that, he's crazy. But if we could see deeper than all the problems, there's a neshama, we'll have such a schus in ourselves. That's the mechilas avoinus for ourselves that we get. That we're bringing an art to the world. Yeah, people are human, people stumble, people mix up. But we're bringing an art to the world that a yid is precious. We bring that light to the world. We bring out that light. We bring it out. Such a light then exists in the world. The rizik of light exists in the world. That of course impacts us. Of course it impacts us. We're zeichet to that light. The light in our own self of knowing. Yeah, we make mistakes. Yeah, but abertif. So that's the first thing I wanted to... The first two things I should say I wanted to share with the Chevra. I wanted to close that many of us, for Tzvi, many of us are trying to say Asher Yotzer. We're trying to say Asher Yotzer with more Kavana. That one of the first brachas we say every day, and we're trying the Asher Yotzer Tfilah, that thanks Hashem for our body, we're trying to say with more Kavana. The pshat that we thank Hashem for our body, bepashtus, after we use the facility, we say it first thing in the morning, we wash our hands, use the facility, and then we say, Alantil Asiyadayim and Asher Yotzer. The pashtus is we just go through a process that we eat food, and the body takes all the things it needs and disregards what it doesn't need. And when Ishtaimim, we didn't protect our body, build our body. And we thank Hashem, Asher Yotzer Adam b'chachma, for the incredible intelligence in the human body. At the end of the bracha, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Roifich Ol Basar, Mafli Lasses. We thank Hashem. The Roifich Ol Basar is the healer of all the basar. Is of course the creator of the body, the sustainer of the body, the one who keeps our body healing and in good condition. What's the Umafli Lasses? Explains the Mefarshim. What's the Pella? Umafli Lasses. The Pella is that the body stays together with the soul. The neshama. Now the pell is, this was a bracha on the body. What's mafli? What are you bringing in? The bracha was thank you, Hashem. Mibisari echseleika. Our bodies are amazing kindness of Hashem. What's this end, this mafli lasais, that we add on the pell of the neshama? This wasn't the bracha about the neshama, it was the bracha about the body. Thank you, Hashem. All of a sudden, we like throw a curveball. We should end Baruch Atah Hashem, Roifich Ol Basar. Umafli Lasseis, and the Pella, the wonder that the body stays connected to the soul. This unbelievable Shidduch, it's one's a soul, one's physical, and they stay connected, the neshama and the body. Why don't we bring that into a tefillah of thanking for the body? But if we carefully read the thank you for the body, we say in this thank you for the body, it is revealed and known in front of your kisei hakavod. If either one of the closed areas that's supposed to be closed would open, one of the old closed areas would open, if it would go wrong, we wouldn't be able to live. Then it says, "V'lamid l'fanecha," to stand in front of you. What's that lamid l'fanecha? The body's amazing, and if it wouldn't be such precision, we wouldn't survive. V'lamay l'fanachem, stand in front of you. A careful reading of the bracha for the body is when a yid's amazed from his body, chaps, that the body allows him to be oymed l'fnei Hashem. That's the very thank you. Thank you for all the intricate details of my body that allows me to stand before you, Hashem. The yid's very into the physical because of what it does, because I can stand in front of Hashem, because of its connection to the neshama. The mafli lasis, in a very careful reading of the bracha, the yid didn't care a lot about body. We're very into physical, very remarkably into physical. Remarkably, physical matters a lot because of the connection to the neshama, because of what it means, because we're aymed lefnei ha-melech. So the physical matters tremendously. Our care for the physical is because of the connection to the spiritual, to the neshama. In the thank you for our bodies is the reifich al basar mafli lasais. So I want to share this asheyatzeh that we're trying to be mechazik for Tzvi ben Leah Miriam amongst all the chaylim of Klal Yisrael. We want to try to stop and say asheyatzeh, the body is beautiful and so important. And Tzvi, you have such a gesunte body, such a strong, we're mispalel for refuah. And the value of the body is mafli lasis, because it's connected to an neshama. And the body could bring out, could be oymed lefanecha, could stand in front of Hashem and bring out preciousness. That's the beauty and the preciousness of the body. The reifich al basar mafli lasis. So in expressing our appreciation for the body, we understand mafli lasis. I wanted to share one thing on the parasha. Eli traveled all the way from Durham, so I want to share one thing on the parasha for you, Eli. But Yitz, we have to sing something in between, Yitz. Yitz, we could do tefillah la'ani together. You key us, though, Yitz.
Tefillah la'ani ki yatoi. V'lefnei Hashem yishbach sichoi tefillah liyoni kiyatoi v'lefnei Hashem yishbach sichoi tefillah liyoni kiyatoi. Hashem yishbar sicha. Hashem shema tevilasi veshavasi eilecha sava. Veshavasi elecha savoy, atas teponecho mimeni. Livnei Hashem yishbar sichoi tefillah liyoni kiyatoi. Livnei Hashem yishbar sichoi. Hashem Shema Tevilosi Hayde Shavasi Eilecha Savon Hapaster Ponecho Minani Shabbosi Eilecha Sovot Ha'paster Ponecho Mimeni Ha'biyon Tzali.
I've been asked many times a sensitive question. All of us have heard this question. Maybe we've even thought about it ourselves. I want to talk about it for a few minutes. And we'll close with this, Josh. There's like a... I've been asked... Many of us have wondered, Uman is powerful. And many a man has wanted to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, his wife, his children, leaving his family. That's a very sensitive, delicate question. He's a married man. Yom Tov, now Chas V'Shom, Pesach Shavuos, Sukkos, to leave his family. So Rosh Hashanah, dick a question. Tzadikim, historically, people went away. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, a very sensitive, complicated question. The Yid wants to go to Uman, Rosh Hashanah. His mishpacha, family, very sensitive. I'm not weighing in. Each family, each person... I want to weigh it. There's something it doesn't fire me up, the answer to that question. Because that Yedain understands he's with his family, people have their own steiging and bring it to them. There's a specific thing that fires me up that I want to say to the Chevra. I want to ask a Kash and a Pasuk. Rabbi Menachem Mendel Rimanov says this in the Pasuk. It's Pashup Pshat. I'm dropping a name. I learned Pashup Pshat in the Pasuk. Baruch Sheh Kivanti. But it's Pashup Pshat in the Pasuk. And I want to share this with the Chevra badly. And it's not getting, it doesn't answer. Each person, his own shailus, circumstance, and everybody has to declare. Obviously, I'm always night the person be with the mishpacha. Go with this whole family to a man, so bring them all there. But I'm not getting involved in the shailus. And it's a serious shaila. Each person's their own need, and I don't judge it. But I want to share the fun. This I think, is not negotiable. The pasuk speaking about tshuva in Nitzavim, Eli, it says v'shavdat Hashem lekecha. It's talking about that a yid goes through difficult things. Ki yavi alecho advar me'ela bracha v'aklala. And it brings the yid back to Hashem, the human experience, the brachos that bring us back to Hashem, and the difficulties that bring us back to Hashem. V'shavta Hashem lekecha v'shamata b'koylei. The yid starts doing mitzvahs. B'cholash k'cholash arnoichim tzav chayim. Ato v'necha, you and your children. So it's talking about the tshuva of the yid, him and his children. Ato v'necha. It's talking about the ganze mishpacha is doing tshuva. What Ashkach, my close friend, walks in with his son. Ato vanecha, you and your son. And my friend and his son walk in. Perfect. Ato vanecha will do tshuva. Then it says, Rabbi Yisai, it's a peliyitz. It speaks about doing tshuva together with his children. And it says, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. With all your heart and all your soul. It's pashuk, it's a pella. It should say your hearts. B'chol levavchem, it's talking about a guy and his whole family. You'll return to Hashem, ato vanecha, you and your mishpacha. So it should say, b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem, with all your hearts and all your souls. It's a pella. It says you'll return to Hashem, you and your family, with all your heart and all your soul. It's talking about the ganze mishpacha. It's the kasha, a bamba kasha. Should be plural. You and your family, you and the ganze mishpacha, with all your hearts, with all your souls. It says singular with all your heart. It says singular with all your soul. So Yitz would tell me, I feel Yitz would tell me, the Mishpacha, Sazam, and it's one. I'm not going to fight Yitz, but I want to tell you what I think. I want to say something different, Yitzel. I want to say, I'm not going to fight with that. I like that pshat, Yitz. Just thank you for thinking it, Yitz. But I want to tell you a different pshat, Yitz. Why does it say, do tshuva, you and your family, with all your heart and your soul, it's against Mishpacha. What I want to beg the Chevra, I want to say this to the Chevra. I have seen people, I have watched people, they become like very into Shabbos, but they leave their family out of the equation. I have watched people, I kept big madrigas and sukkah, but the family's out of the equation. I have watched people come to Hashem, bring your mishpach along, bring your son along, your daughter, and there's an eifen. Whenever we speak about tshuva, is you and your banim, but it says with all your heart, we're not talking about the tshuva of your banim. It says you'll return to Hashem, you and your children, with all your heart. You'll do as that tshuva that brings your family with you. Bring our mishpachas with us. So I'm not getting involved. He's home. He's not. If he goes to Uman, even if he doesn't physically, the only way for sure he could be in Uman is if his whole mishpacha has the aliyah of Uman, mamish. So if that means he's closer, if that means, we all want a Shabbos, that means maybe we have to have more candy, more games. I'm not saying how, but there's an eifin of bringing the ganze mishpacha. Bringing the whole mishpacha along with. There's a maisa nifla, I know the name, I'm not going to say the name. One of the achrayim came to shul Shabbos Shuvah. Mamish, a week from the Shabbos, came to shul and he quit. His kids were going off the derech. He said, if I can't be mechanech my kids, I'm not worthy of leading the tzibur. And he left the shul, middle of davening. Went home, he didn't give Shabbos Shuvah drush. I went home. I'm not being critical, I'm being mechazik. Then all our avoid to bring the mishpacha along, bring it to the family, with warmth, with humor, with sweetness, with connection. Bring it to our mishpachas. Anything we're doing, we have to learn how to bring our families along, our wife, our children. It's talking about tshuva, and we see people who like they're steiging, but the mishpacha is disconnected. He's a tata. He's a tata, he's a husband. As to the best of our abilities, to with the mishpacha. It's klar in the psukim, it's pshat, pshat tova. It says, you return ato vanecha, you and your children. It's talking about your tshuva, not your kids' tshuva. You and your children return with you, with all your heart and your soul. And the riot's not talking about your children doing tshuva. It speaks about your b'chol levav, b'chol nafshecha. There's a tremendous art. And certainly a person could just detach from everybody. And we've all seen such a model. It's not right. Somebody like detaches from his mishpacha and he's steiging. But there's a disconnect to the family. There's a disconnect to the mishpacha. I find it fascinating. I love, before Yom Tov, their lady shiurim, as they should be. All of us want our wives, our children, and we hope they all go to shiurim. A big achrayis for us is to bring it with our families. I look forward yearly. I go with my kids to Reb David's house. It's sad that Reb David's selling the Dalad Minim. It's Yom Tov. I sometimes see a man alone there. I'm like, I don't want to shame anybody. And maybe that kids came a different time. And I'm not saying, but I am saying, and maybe everybody has their own way. Nobody has to be shamed. Go yourself to the store. But I am saying, figure out a way to bring Yom Tov to the wife, to the children, the beauty of Yom Tov, the Aliyah of Yom Tov. We're coming to a beautiful Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, a beautiful Zman of the year, gorgeous. Figure out ways, bring that to the Mishpacha. I see all the Shiurim for Nashim, it should be, it's a good Zach, but the best Zach is the husband brings it into the Bais, that's the best thing. It's good in the schools, they learn, they teach, that's all a good Zach. But I'm talking about in sincere, we know we could do it, in emistic ways. Each one has to figure out, we know our Mishpachas, but that we're thinking about that. An Achrayis. In Yeshiva, I ask myself, in the shul, I ask myself, am I bringing enough hachana? Am I talking about it? Am I getting there myself to bring it there? That's the tafkid. I think a lot, I've thought this year a lot about my Rebbe, and he brought us to Yom Tovim. He was ligging the Yom Tovim. Purim, I picture my Rebbe. Simchas Torah, I picture my Rebbe. Shani Yom Kippur, he mamish brought us to Yom Tovim. That's like a key of this pasuk. He returned to Hashem with his banim. We mamish his bechol of avcha had his banim, but it's with a sweetness, a connection, and I think we could bring the people around us with it. But there are people we've seen people detach, and he's in, but his kids are not with him. So if it means reaching out, and if it means having that kesher that causes that when we're in, but the Torah describes the truth of a person that his mishpacha is with him. Describes to the best of our ability. Maybe it means so we can connect better to our daughter, to our sons, in a nicer way, in a better way, and then our tshuva is their tshuva. That's how it's supposed to be. The return to Hashem, the emistikai, to finding that space, is supposed to bring along the ganze mishpacha. The whole mishpacha is supposed to come along. I tend to think when it's authentic and sweet, that's what happens. I'm not even sure when I think about this pasuk that it's like do it, as much as that's what happens when it's authentic. I remember, I'll tell you something I'm thinking about. I was driving the bus in Yeshiva. It's a true story. I was driving the bus. Guys were playing rock and roll. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah. True story. We used to have an old bus. It was packed. It was this old big bus. I was taking the guys boiling Erev Rosh Hashanah, and they were like blasting rap in the car. I think it was like kosher rap. I think it was Ezzy. It was good stuff. And they were, maybe it was NF. I don't remember. I wouldn't let anything bad language. But they were blasting rap. And a father, I pulled into the thing. I wouldn't talk on the phone driving the bus. I pulled into the parking lot of the bowling alley on Lakewood Lanes. I always liked that we were so yeshivish here. We call the bowling alley Lakewood Lanes. But anyway, in Lakewood Lanes, I pulled into the parking lot, and a father gets on the phone, and he was like very frustrated that his kid wants him to buy jeans during Elul. And he's grappling it. My son, how do I have an L? And in the background, the whole van is like shaking. Boom, boom. I was just like contrasting this poor yid whose son wants him to buy a pair of jeans. Now, I want to say he's a beautiful yid. He has a sensitivity, Elul. It's a serious time. I so appreciate that. But I don't know. When you're insecure, he's trying Elul. If he'd be more secure, his tshuva is bringing him and his son. That's his tshuva, bringing his son. And maybe his son needs to buy a pair of jeans, and that's his way to Elul. Very possible. I don't know. I don't know his son. Maybe he needs a pair of jeans. I don't know the specifics of his son. Maybe he needs a pair of jeans. But it's the avoid is coming, a sincerity that he brings his mishpacha. He brings back, he comes back. There's a sincerity. It's a big simon l'davar when his mishpacha comes along, also that he's back. When it's insecure and it's tensions and it's nerves and it's who knows what, his mishpacha doesn't join anything. He steigs, and we've seen this, and the person's like so from everybody's like, whoa, stay away. When it's ernst and besimcha rabbah and natural and comfortable and through, he's found something, the ganze mishpacha comes along. His children, his mishpacha, like they're in, they're with the ride. So I wanted to say, in this shaila, the going to a man, his family goes, it's bigger than me. Each person has their own nidainim, their own stories, their own rabbanim, their own chachma to figure out. But that whatever it is that our tshuva is, that the mishpacha comes along as best as we can. That it's a family, that it's such a sincerity and a beauty and a sweetness and so natural and healthy. The ganze mishpacha comes for the ride. To me, when before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the best thing in our own homes, the tata's besimcha, the tata's finding the space of sincerity. And the whole mishpacha is like better for it. Which kid wouldn't join that? Tati's like more patient now. Tati's more loving now. Tati's in a very beautiful, ernst, godly space. I'm coming to Yom Kippur. I'm coming to Rosh Hashanah. I'm coming to Sukkot too. So I wanted to sound this call, the pasuk, v'shavta Hashem leikecha, atov anecha, us and our families. B'chol levav, b'chol nafshcha, speaking about our own tshuva. Yashikarecha b'yisa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.